Our government.
Healthcare.
Your government.
The economy.
Bailout.
Global financial recession.
Transportation.
Agenda.
Agenda.
The work that needs to be done. What's going on?
Join us to talk the agenda for the week, both in Washington and around the world. In the agenda segment this morning is Chris Hayes, Washington, D.C. editor for The Nation. He joins us from Washington. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John.
And Jill McGivering, Asia editor for our partner, the BBC, joins us from London. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So let's begin with you, Chris. The president is in Mexico at this North American summit. NAFTA was a campaign issue. It's probably not going to be much of an issue, at least in terms of criticism at this summit. Where do we stand in this summit, which takes place today, and Barack Obama will be back in Washington later on tonight?
Well, I mean, I think there's two things. One is that it's kind of remarkable the degree to which trade has moved to the back burner for this administration as a policy priority. I mean, there have been periods within the last, say, 17 years since Clinton was inaugurated, in which trade was a kind of front of mind issue, and it was sort of racking Washington, D.C. There were debates. We had Ross Perot and Al Gore on primetime debate over NAFTA. All of that seems very distant right now, partly, I think, because the economic issues that are sort of front of mind and pressing on people the most immediately kind of crowd out discussion of trade policy. All of that said, there was a little dust up about the nature of a Buy America provisions in the stimulus package. There's been some complaints from Canada and Mexico on that. And you know, Barack Obama did say he wanted to take another look at NAFTA. Those are words that came out of his mouth while campaigning in hard-hit industrial states during the campaign. And he's going to have to either walk away from that pledge or follow through on it.
Well, there was some rhetoric out of the administration saying that so far the treaty will stand. What that means, I don't know. Maybe we can elaborate on that, depending on the statements that come out of the summit. But listen to this statement over the weekend on This Week with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News from, of all people, Newt Gingrich talking about health care.
There are a substantial number of people who are genuinely upset. The American way is let it hang out, talk to them. Members ought to go back home, hold as many town hall meetings as you have to, let people get it out of their system, and by September we could have a genuine dialogue.
So Newt Gingrich sort of holding hands, kind of psychoanalyzing the American people. The GOP leadership consists of Newt Gingrich talking about these healthcare town meetings around the country, Chris?
Yeah, well, we're in a strange kind of bizarro world right now in terms of the engagement on the healthcare debate. I mean, you have you have conservatives, very, you know, zealously conservative activists sort of fomenting what used to be kind of new left 60s style Alinskyite protests, you know, shouting down members and kind of causing a ruckus, confronting power, as it were. And you have messages going out from Organizing for America, which is the sort of post-campaign arm of the Obama organization, you know, instructing people to go and be very polite and kind of hug their member very close and tell them how much they appreciate them standing up for healthcare reform. So you have this kind of strange tactical inversion over the healthcare battle, which I think, you know, in the beginning was very effective for conservative, but as the White House is very deft at doing, they've kind of turned it around in this sort of judo move whereby they increasingly are trying to paint the people that are showing up at these town halls as a kind of fronting for big
right.
insurance interests and also as extremists.
Well, both parties may regret their enthusiasm about all the voter turnout in 2008. An engaged electorate creates as many problems as it solves possibly for these politicos used to low voter turnout. Jill McGivering, let's talk about Pakistan for a moment. Here is Jim Jones, the National Security Advisor of the Barack Obama administration, talking about the death or apparent death or possible death of Batula Masood, the Pakistan Taliban leader, on Friday.
It's important because this is Pakistan's public enemy number one, if I could. He controls a very violent aspect of the insurgent problems on the Pakistani side of the border. And this is a big deal.
Jill McGivering, is this a sign that the U.S. and Pakistan are seeing more eye-to-eye in both the Afghan battlefield and this so-called battlefield in Pakistan? This was a U.S. drone that conducted this attack on Batula Masood.
That's right, and I think it is. I think there's a sense that previously the US has tended to be more focused on Al-Qaeda remnants in these areas, and that Pakistan has been more concerned about some of the Pakistanis, part of the Pakistani Taliban, who are, of course, engaged in carrying out attacks on Pakistani soil, some of those big bomb attacks we've seen in some of the major hotels and so on, in some of the big cities. That is causing huge public concern and great insecurity within Pakistan, frightening away investors and so on, and that's really Pakistan's main priority, you could argue. It's still quite murky, this whole business about whether Baitullah Masood really has been killed. I mean, the sense seems to be, look, we're like 90% certain, coming from officials, both American and Pakistani, but still some voices within the Taliban who are kind of popping up and saying, nope, he's okay, but no evidence of that yet. So as time passes and there's nothing from him, it's certainly starting to seem like that could be the case. And as we were hearing there, that's a really big deal.
Now, Hillary Clinton is in Africa, and that visit continues this week. She's leaving Angola and going on to the Democratic Republic of Congo. But I'm wondering if an Asian nation is complicating the administration's efforts to get humanitarian issues on the front burner in Africa. I mean by that China, that's making trade deals all over Africa. How much of an obstacle is this for the Obama administration to maintain clout in Africa?
I think it's in the background to all the attempts by Western countries and, of course, the US to engage with Africa. We have seen some changes in the sense that we now have China as the biggest single country investor in Africa. So there's no question in the last few years it's made Africa a huge priority and really targeted some of those countries, mostly trying to get minerals, oil, gas, energy issues, that, you know, trying to fuel its own energy needs, and it sees Africa as a key player in doing
right.
that. But also some shifts. I mean, in the first years, everyone was very critical of China, everyone in the West, I mean, saying, you know, you guys don't have the same responsibilities, you guys are not applying the same kind of standards in terms of things like labor rights. But there's some suggestion that China has really taken that on board
right.
and is trying to modify its stance a bit. And some people even saying, look, this could be a test ground. Here is China becoming a heavyweight in the world, just starting
Indeed.
To emerge as a global power. Maybe Africa somewhere, it tests its strategy.
Well, a global and domestic look at the agenda. Chris Hayes, Washington, D.C. editor for The Nation, and Jill McGivering, Asia editor for our partner, the BBC. Coming up in this economy, people who have mid-career success have been hit the hardest. But what can they do? Coming up in 10 minutes.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.